Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price taking you home on Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us jump in that car and go with you. We do appreciate that. Ready to take care of some business here. Let's do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, mortgage rates holding steady, still below that 7%. Mark level, Mortgage News Daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.12%. FDOT reports a couple of resurfacing projects beginning next month. In April, look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard from Davis to Baysden Road, and on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane. During the construction period, you may encounter some lane closures, traffic shifts, and detours. Lane closures, by the way, will be limited to nighttime hours from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And Christopher Roof is in jail after a fake bond scheme in West Pensacola went bad. Scammy deputies confirm Roof, who posed as a deputy, tried to con a woman out of $10,000, claiming she had a warrant for her arrest. The victim notified authorities of the scam. Roof was arrested for grand theft of $10,000, scheme to defraud, and the use of a two-way communications device to facilitate a felony. Roof, by the way, currently being held without bond.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A pair of Republican-led measures to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America are set to head to the House floor after advancing through the House State Affairs Committee. One bill requires state agencies and schools to update educational materials to reflect the name change, while another seeks to amend 52 sections of state law accordingly. If approved by the legislature and signed by Governor DeSantis, the changes could take effect on July 1st.
Okay, a bill to lift financial barriers for breast cancer exams. This is for state employees, gained bipartisan support during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. Senate Bill 158 would waive other cost-sharing requirements. That measure is headed to the Senate floor now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We will continue with your state headlines in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first, so what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Looking at the roads here, looks like we're also in good hands with you people on the road. Not much going on here. Thanks for staying safe this evening. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, both going to have highs in the mid to low 70s, that is. And it should be sunny, mostly clear both days.
616, News Radio 92.3. The wife of a Florida. This is an interesting story. The wife of a Florida doctor, who was found dead in a mansion. This happened over a decade ago. Has been ordered to pay $200 million to his children. Gary Baumgarten has more from Miami.
This after a civil court finding that 64-year-old Rebecca Schwartz is responsible for her husband's death. 74-year-old Dr. Stephen Schwartz was found dead in his garage after being shot twice. Although there were never any criminal charges, a civil wrongful death lawsuit determined she killed or participated in the killing of the well-known kidney specialist. She was accused of embezzling money from her husband for years. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And help is on the way. If you've ever wondered if your home is a hotspot for termites, University of Florida Dr. Thomas Chavank has created an online termite distribution map, updated in real time, to determine what species you may be dealing with. He says this will give you more awareness and therefore better protection. And he says South Florida especially is dealing with serious risks at this time because of an explosion of invasive termites, which usually swarm the area from March until May.
News Radio 92.3 of your spring break plans includes a road trip down to the Keys. Keep a close eye on active wildfires. Road closures and smoke remain potential problems as firefighters with the Florida Forest Service continue to battle those blazes. Eben Brown is following this story from the Keys this afternoon.
A wildfire burning through 25,000 acres near Homestead, Florida, between the Florida Keys and Miami, is only about a third contained, according to firefighters in Florida's Forest Service. Warnings about air quality are posted advising people with respiratory ailments to remain indoors or keep windows closed. The fire is prompting sporadic road closures along U.S. 1, impacting travel between the mainland and the Keys. Dry and windy conditions are expected to continue, making conditions ripe for brush fires. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida state lawmakers considering two bills that would toughen reckless boating laws in the state. One is called Lucy's Law. You've heard us mention that one before. It's named after Luciana Fernandez. She was killed 3 years ago when the boat she was in struck a channel marker into Biscayne Bay. The bill would stiffen penalties and require boating education. A companion bill in the Florida Senate would carry the same penalties but does not require education. A second Senate bill would also increase penalties and would add a logo to a person's driver's license that indicates they've completed boating safety courses.
Interesting story developing just about 100 miles east of us, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement agents with that enforcement program arrested a man today in Panama City Beach alleged to be a Russian mafia enforcer. Authorities say he's a criminal alien and a suspect in an FDLE Homeland Security investigation. The unidentified man is currently living in a multi-million dollar PCB residence. Bay County. Those officials over there declined to comment on the story.
All righty, 618 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into your national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Jimmy Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says, Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, plus a large selection of furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Coming up March 28th and 29th, you'll find Daryl's at the Pensacola Quilts 2025 Quilt Show at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Pensacola Quilters Guild. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, 850-438-5444. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This rainy day is temporary. The contrast is why we come. The sun shining through is just a cloud away, away.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending up this afternoon, snapping a four-week losing streak. And for the latest numbers, here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks pairing from earlier big losses and ending in the green after President Trump said there will be flexibility on his reciprocal tariff plan. And Boeing a big winner today on Wall Street, with the stock rising 4% after the Pentagon awarded the plane maker with a key new contract to build the latest generation of jet fighters over rival Lockheed Martin. Shares of Lockheed Martin fell over 5% on the news. The Dow winners, Boeing, Apple, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Nike, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow up 32 points, the NASDAQ higher by 92, S&P 500 up 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a Columbia University student activist who was detained by federal agents and sent to Louisiana, still fighting for his freedom. Court records show that Mahmoud Khalil made a brief appearance today in court. He's currently being held in a detention center about 2 hours north of Baton Rouge. His lawyers argued in court papers that they do not have access to his records, and the next court date set for April.
624, News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. The Department of Government Efficiency revealing some issues that are hurting the IRS. For more on this story, here's Jerry Willis.
An expert that DOGE sent to the IRS to analyze its computer system says they are so antiquated that the software used to run them is over 50 years old. That's roughly the time when Apollo astronauts went to the moon. Meanwhile, a program to modernize the IRS's operations, guess what? It's both over budget and behind schedule. This comes as no surprise to IRS watchers. A GAO report from 2023 claimed that the IRS's old-fashioned systems were putting taxpayers at risk. The IRS individual master file, that's what they call it, that's used to process individual taxpayer bills and their refunds, runs on exactly this software.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update. Luckily, not going to cost you too much time here. We do not have much going on the roads from what I can see. Maybe some minor backups on Highway 90 in the Pace area in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Nothing too crazy there, though. As for the weather, that's looking pretty smooth sailing as well. 60 degrees, low of 50 tonight. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, going to have highs in the low to mid-70s. Should be sunny, mostly clear both days.
Okay, if you're looking to buy or sell that home, here's your mortgage rates for this Friday afternoon. Still low. Well, I should say still steady and below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.12%. A disgruntled Kennedy Center employee has been fired after going on a naked, profanity-laced tirade against President Trump. People have too much time on their hands here. Here's Sue Guzman.
The contract worker identified as 32-year-old Tavish Forsyth terminated after posting the nude protest video online criticizing President Trump's new leadership of the renowned cultural institution. Forsyth had served as program director at the Kennedy Center's Opera Institute. In the 35-minute-long video posted to YouTube and X, he sits on a bed, naked, and rails against the president, saying F Donald Trump in the Kennedy Center, and he blasted Doge chief Elon Musk, calling him a Nazi. Spokesperson saying the video is disturbing and does not reflect the values of the Kennedy Center. There's been no comment from Forsyth. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And the National Transportation Safety Board calling for safety evaluations of 68 bridges nationwide. This comes a year after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The NTSB criticized Maryland officials for not conducting necessary safety assessments before the accident.
Boy, things are happening in Washington. President Trump signed an executive order to expedite and expand American production of critical minerals. Edward Lawrence has an explanation this afternoon.
The order uses the Defense Production Act to speed up the production and mining of critical rare earth minerals. Now, the president using this wartime authority because he realizes the U.S. needs these minerals to survive in the future. Now, yesterday, the step was taken unexpectedly. And in fact, new processing centers and mining operations for rare earth minerals have been bogged down in regulations and restrictions here in the U.S. So at the moment, China controls 60% of rare earth mining and about 85% of the processing worldwide. These elements are in everything from fighter jets the U.S. makes to cell phones that we all use. That and China's overt actions worry many Republicans.
And President Trump discussing what departments will pick up services from the Department of Education. Trump signed an executive order, of course, seeking to dismantle the agency yesterday. Speaking from the Oval Office, he said student loans will be handled by the Small Business Administration, while Health and Human Services will handle special needs and nutritional programs.
I know you mentioned this a few minutes ago about some the roads being pretty barren this afternoon, kind of maneuvering the flow of traffic pretty nicely.
Yeah.
North Escambia Motors facing lane closures, traffic shifts, and detours as a resurfacing project along Beulah Road. This is from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane is underway. FDOT confirms that project will be completed sometime next year. Elon Musk met with Pentagon leaders but was not briefed on any war planning. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Billionaire Elon Musk met with the defense secretary and other Pentagon leaders as part of the administration's efforts to cut federal spending, but President Trump forcefully knocked down a report in the New York Times that Musk would be shown highly classified details about planning for a potential war with China.
He's finding tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse, but I certainly wouldn't want, you know, Elon has businesses in China, and he would be susceptible, perhaps, to that.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he welcomed Musk to the Pentagon to talk about efficiencies and innovations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And here's something grocery shoppers might like to hear. There's a new idea to help bring down grocery costs. This was a Texas congressman, Henry Cuellar. He wants the Trump administration to allow the import of eggs from Mexico. He says if you go across the border from his South Texas district, it costs about $4 for a carton of 30 eggs. If imports are allowed, he says it would solve the domestic supply issue caused by the bird flu. But the plan comes at a time when relations with Mexico are strained with the threats of tariffs.
Okay, President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing a new contract today with plane manufacturer Boeing to develop fighter jets for the U.S. Air Force. By the way, this jet they're talking about, Austin, has already been flying for 5 years. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
They're announcing the F-47 fighter jet, the most advanced first sixth-generation fighter jet. You know, this is going to replace the F-22 Raptors, and it will go into service in the 2030s as the most advanced fighter jet ever. The president says that this jet has been flying secretly for 5 years. The company's been struggling with setbacks over safety concerns. Now, while addressing those, this next-generation fighter contract will fundamentally help the company. The president says because of the speed above Mach 2, America's enemies will never see this jet coming.
Okay, tomorrow, Sound of Blues filling the air at the first Belmont DeVillers Street Market. They kick that off 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump continues to claim his administration is moving forward with their effort to negotiate a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine as that conflict pushes into a fourth year.
We are moving along on Russia-Ukraine. We had a couple of good conversations today. And maybe we can get that death march stopped as soon as possible.
The president speaking before boarding Marine One. Federal health officials say cases of tuberculosis continue to rise in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revealing more than 10,300 cases of tuberculosis were reported in the U.S. last year, an 8% increase from 2023 and the highest since 2011. noting this is mainly due to international travel and migration.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Stocks finishing in the green today, ending a four-week losing streak. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today awarding Boeing a contract to build the U.S. Air Force's most sophisticated fighter jet known as Next Generation Air Dominance. The NGAD program is replacing Lockheed Martin's F-22 Raptor with a crewed aircraft that's built to enter combat zones alongside drones. General Motors executives met with the head of the U.S. Secret Service in Michigan this week to reportedly discuss building a new presidential limousine, according to the Detroit Free Press. The Secret Service said that Director Sean Curran met with GM to discuss advancements that could benefit the next generation of armored SUVs. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week higher, with the Dow gaining 32. The S&P 500 added nearly 5 points, and the Nasdaq was up by 92. U.S. crude oil futures for May delivery are up slightly, sitting above 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
2:49 to play. We've got a game, 65-59 Carolina, only down by 6. Let's check the attendance. Sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats is delivering game day deals from hundreds of your local favorites all week. Order now on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. Set and see the app for details. There are 16,899 in attendance here in Milwaukee. Pretty good number here at Fiserv Forum, and they have made their presence felt in this second half.
They certainly have, and they have helped North Carolina do a lot of things. One is get back in this rebounding game, because that's where they were losing this game, and that was such a big part of it. But just the momentum swung when they started to take advantage of the switches, when they started to attack, and they started to turn Ole Miss over. They've got 14 turnovers in this game, and they have scored 16 points off those 14.
This would be the second largest comeback, tied for it, in NCAA tournament history. 22 points. Carolina enter it, right block. Lubin clears the space and floats it home with a right hand. 65-61. Tar Heels within two possessions.
Hubert Davis does a great job of running actions out of the middle, whether it's that loop across, whether it's a Spain action. So good at finding a way to get into the middle of the paint. Great play for Van Allen Lubin.
Lubin 6-for-6. Brakefield looking to drive on him down the right alley. Got caught up about 15 feet away. Bounce it right back. He gets it from Davis. Short corner. Brakefield faces. Drives baseline. Lubin forced him inside. Blocked him inside. Lubin got a hand on it. Loose ball. Finds Barnes, and he's fouled. Ole Miss will get...
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
.637 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, and Austin is on this Go-Go's kick this afternoon.
Yeah, when I come across an artist, and don't get me wrong, I already knew who they were, but when I come across them and I'm like, they'd be good for bumper music. I try to grab a couple songs.
Well, yeah, Belinda Carlisle will be very appreciative of that. I'm going to tell you that. Okay, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Here we go. Veterans needing free benefits now available. Escambia County Vet Services Office is providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis at no charge. The appointment is required. No, I'm sorry. No appointment is required. Make sure I read that one right. Call 850-595-2409. Visit VSO at myescambia.com or do it in person. 3363 West Park Place, that is in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Blue Angels 2025 air show season preparing to launch. The Blues practice sessions begin in 12 days on Wednesday, April 2nd, from the flight line at the Naval Aviation Museum, right there on board NAS Pensacola. And Santa Rosa County's libraries continue to assist residents with free 2024 tax preparations. They're doing it at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. AAARP Tax Aid Program provides assistance to low- and middle-income taxpayers with special attention to those 60 years of age or older.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Got a March Madness update here for you. Half of the round of 64 getting underway today. This weekend we'll have your round of 32. Right now there are three games on. And, you know, we've actually been well represented, I'd say, with about a minute to go until halftime. Number one seed Florida beating 16 Norfolk State. The Gators are up 53-20. That was a 30-point game at one point. With about 12 minutes to go in the first half. Number 14, Troy, the Trojans. They are only losing to Kentucky, who's a three seed, by 2 points, 14-12. And then with 14 minutes to go in the first half, number 10, New Mexico, beating number 7, Marquette, 14-9. Also want to remind you that ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness. You can go find our sister station on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, the 30th annual Aggie Baseball Classic, now history. The week-long event featured local and teams from three states. By the way, Tate High School fell 13-7 to the First Academy Royals of Orlando. That was in the championship game played on Thursday evening.
And the Florida State Seminoles hosting its annual Pro Day for 18 of their football players. The special day gives them a chance to showcase their talent in front of almost two dozen pro football teams. And one of the biggest head turners was a potential first-round pick, Azarie Thomas. He's a defensive back, and he's rising as a potential to be picked in the late first round of the NFL draft.
639 News Radio 92.3, a former coach for the University of Michigan football program, being accused of hacking and stealing the information of thousands of athletes. Garrett Tinney has more from the Windy City.
Over the course of 8 years, federal prosecutors say that Matt Weiss illegally accessed and downloaded the personal information and medical data of more than 150,000 student athletes from more than 100 different universities. He then allegedly used that information to break into the social media and email accounts of more than 3,000 athletes, most of them women, to search for and then download private and intimate pictures and videos. According to the indictment, Weiss kept notes commenting on their bodies and sexual preferences. The 42-year-old is charged with 10 counts of identity theft, 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers.
My goodness. And Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever, along with Angel Reese's Chicago Sky, making WNBA history this upcoming season. Their June 7th game at Chicago's United Center will air in primetime on CBS. It will be the first WNBA regular season game on broadcast television in primetime in league history. The Sky and Fever will meet for the season opener on May 17th on ABC.
Okay, Maine universities agree to keep transgender athletes out of the women's sports program after the Trump administration pauses their funding.
The University of Maine system agrees to comply with the president's executive order barring transgender athletes from women's sports. The network of eight public universities had been hit with a temporary pause in funding over its refusal to comply. Chancellor Dan O'Malley telling Fox News Digital they are relieved to have come to an understanding with the agriculture department, which had awarded the system nearly $30 million last year for research. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Washington Capitals picked up a 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Flyers at Capital One Arena yesterday. And of course, all eyes were on Alex Ovechkin. The Cap star opened the scoring with the 888th goal of his career, putting him just 7 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Washington returns to the ice tomorrow, hosting the Florida Panthers.
News Radio 92.3, an 11-year-old who unpacked a rare baseball card has sold that card at auction. Made some bucks off of this one. Here's Jared Max.
A one-of-a-kind baseball card that had been encased like the Mona Lisa at a pre-Super Bowl event last month in New Orleans, sold for $1.1 million at auction. The price included a buyer's premium. The 2024 Topps Chrome Update MLB debut patch autograph card of Pittsburgh Pirates phenom pitcher Paul Skeens was sold by Fanatics Collect. The auction house was picked by an unidentified family whose 11-year-old had landed the one-of-a-kind Paul Skeens card that includes an autograph and a patch from the jersey Skeens wore in his Major League debut. The Pirates wanted the card. The team offered 30 years of season tickets for it, plus a meeting with Paul Skeens and two signed jerseys, but the family chose to have the card auctioned instead. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, this weekend, don't forget about it. Racing cranks back up at Five Flags. Flag drops tonight, 8 o'clock. It's three nights of racing out on Pine Forest Road, and make sure you kind of check out the season. It's going to be a good season. We had Tim Bryant on the show a couple of days ago, updating us about this evening's program. So check that out while we're talking about racing. A NASCAR Cup Series driver looking for his first win. Scores big in Vegas. Joe Morgan has a recap in Fox in the Fast Lane.
In the Fast Lane.
Josh Berry has had success at Las Vegas Motor Speedway during his career, winning twice in a NASCAR Xfinity Series car. And his experience at the track helped him to his first NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What an unbelievable day for this car and that driver, Josh Berry.
Josh Berry and the Wood Brothers win in Las Vegas.
Sound courtesy of FS1, Berry became the fourth straight Wood Brothers racing driver to earn his first Cup win in the number 21 Ford. Berry beat out Daniel Suarez after a restart with 19 laps to go, with Berry pulling away for a convincing victory. Ryan Preece, William Byron, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. Christopher Bell finished 12th as he failed in his attempt to become the first driver to win four straight Cup races since Jimmy Johnson accomplished the feat in 2007. The Cup Series now heads to Florida for the Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway. Race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. In our last update, we did have a little bit of backups on Highway 90. This is going to be right in front of the Pace Walmart Supercenter, and it's still looking pretty minor at this time, so I wouldn't worry much about it. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, it is 60 degrees right now, low of 50 tonight. This weekend is going to have highs in the low to mid 70s, along with some sunny and what should be mostly clear weather.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, Border Patrol officials in San Diego sharing an update on border crossing numbers. Wow, have these changed? Here's Christian Goodwin.
Acting San Diego Border Patrol Chief Jeffrey Stallnacher says over 6 miles of concertina wire and an increase of military personnel have led to a significant decrease of illegal entries at the sector.
Almost halfway through the current fiscal year, we have apprehended just over 43,000 illegal aliens. That is over a 70% decrease from the same time last year.
Noting last year at this time, there were between 1,200 to 1,400 entries a day, also acknowledging an increase of support from federal prosecutors.
They have accepted over 1,000 criminal cases this fiscal year alone.
Noting there are over 1,900 agents and about 750 DOD personnel currently working at the sector. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump says April 2nd, the day the U.S. issues new tariffs, will be the country's Liberation Day. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said that's the day his tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China go into effect. He said Americans will see an economic boom after the tariffs and added that his tariff threats have already prompted several companies to move their production plants back to the United States.
646, News Radio 92.3. You were mentioning how beautiful the weather was going to be and is going to be for this weekend. Well, different story on a national snapshot. Yes, spring will bring cold weather and storms to the central U.S. Janice Dean has the latest.
It may say the first day of spring on the calendar, but we have a winter storm cranked up, bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winds should die down later today after several inches of snow, rough travel conditions, and the risk of power outages across the area. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible for parts of Illinois and Indiana. High fire danger continues over the Plain States with dry conditions and strong winds, while heavy rain moves into the Northwest and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And President Trump appears to be open to the U.S. accepting associate membership in the British Commonwealth. On Truth Social earlier today, he shared a link to a report from The Sun about King Charles III preparing a secret offer involving the U.S. becoming an associate member of the international organization. In his post, Trump said, quote, "I love King Charles. Sounds good to me." The Commonwealth was created in 1926 and currently has 56 member states, most of which are former British colonies.
Okay, the SEC. And no, I'm not talking about the Southeastern Conference here. I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission hosted a crypto task force roundtable today. And President Trump says he wants a legal framework established for this growing industry. Here's Grady Trimble.
Today marks the start of a series of meetings of this crypto task force, but don't expect any major decisions. Instead, it's a chance to get a bunch of crypto experts and stakeholders and just regular members of the public who want to weigh in into the same room to discuss what regulations on the industry would look like. Today's roundtable discussion comes just weeks after the Trump administration established a strategic Bitcoin reserve and digital asset stockpile, and just one day after the president spoke virtually to a cryptocurrency conference in New York, calling for the U.S. to become the undisputed Bitcoin superpower and the crypto capital of the world.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Elon Musk said today Pentagon staff who spoke to reporters at the New York Times should be prosecuted after the newspaper reported the billionaire was due to be briefed about the U.S. military's plan for any war that might break out with China. Musk said he looks forward to the prosecutions of those who are leaking maliciously false information to NYT. He says they will be hunted down and found. A financial giant rebrands its diversity program. DEI changes on the way for J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan Chase changes the name of its diversity programs from DEI for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to
DOI. That's diversity, opportunity, and inclusion.
Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, which broke news of the changes. A note sent by COO Jen Piepsack to employees says the bank remains committed to its belief in the power of a diverse workforce, merit-based hiring, and does not have illegal quotas or pay incentives. The note also says the bank is planning to reduce trainings while maintaining a focus on high-quality offerings. The move and that of other banks come amid anti-DEI actions by the Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice removing disability guidelines for U.S. businesses. A press release announcing the decision says it was made to not only comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, but also combat the cost of living crisis. Nearly half of the guidelines being rescinded had been implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, another cell phone network introduces satellite services. Eben Brown has an update on this story for us.
Verizon is beginning to roll out its competitor service to T-Mobile's satellite texting, partnering with AST SpaceMobile. The Verizon service will work for its customers who use Android phones, such as the Samsung Galaxy S25. T-Mobile surprised many in the U.S. when offering its satellite texting to any phone on any carrier in a special pilot program. T-Mobile partnered with Elon Musk's Starlink. Cellular networks are turning to satellites as an easier way to eliminate dead spots and provide coverage in remote areas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And today is National Credit Card Debt Reduction Day. Mark Geldman, the owner and financial advisor at Strategic Wealth Solutions, says there is no question that credit card debt is a growing issue across the country, and if left unchecked, it can become an almost insurmountable problem for many Americans. So use today, I guess, to raise awareness.
Okay, listen, if you've told your dentist at least one lie, you're not alone. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. It turns out the majority of Americans are lying through their teeth at the dentist's office. A survey conducted by Talker Research and commissioned by Aspen Dental asked 2,000 Americans about their dental hygiene. 57% of those surveyed said they lie to their dentist during appointments. A third surveyed said they lie because they don't want their dentist to think less of them. The study also looking at obstacles to dental care, with 24% saying anxiety keeps them from going to see the dentist. The American Dental Association recommends going for a checkup on average every 6 months. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit deeper of a dive on your health headlines, along with maybe some pop culture / frivolous notes, if we do have time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see, so thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 60 degrees right now, low of 50 tonight. This weekend is going to be a pair of sunny, mostly clear days, and should have highs in the mid to low 70s, and maybe some chillier evenings if you're going out for an evening stroll.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, some drugs being sold on Amazon are now being recalled. And a very familiar name, you're going to say, oh, I know that product. Here's Lillian Wu.
Thousands of bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon are being recalled because of the risk of child poisoning. The problem not with the antihistamine, but the packaging, according to officials, who announced the recall of the Benadryl in 100 milliliter round dark plastic bottles with pink and white labels. Child-resistant packaging is a requirement by the Poison Prevention Packaging Act for Benadryl, which contains diphenhydramine. The recall affects approximately 2,300 bottles purchased from the site from July 2023 through October 2024. Customers can request a refund from RCell, listed as the distributor. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And dengue fever rising among U.S. travelers. The CDC said Wednesday that nearly 3,500 cases of the fever were reported among U.S. travelers last year. That's a record number of cases and up 84% from the year prior. The CDC is also warning that the trend is expected to continue this year with increased dengue activity in areas where the virus occurs regularly.
Okay, healthcare giant boosting investment in U.S. manufacturing. Getting this story, just breaking story on here. Here's Jenny Casola.
Johnson & Johnson, the biotech giant, will boost spending in the U.S. by 25% over the next 4 years. The $55 billion will be for manufacturing, research and development, and technology. J&J says the boost will help speed up drug discovery and development and will create jobs. It made the announcement as it started construction on a previously announced biologics manufacturing facility in Wilson, North Carolina. That site is expected to create more than 500 jobs and will focus on medicines for people with cancer, neurological, and immune-related diseases. J&J's consumer unit was spun off 2 years ago and is named Kenvue. Chinico Sola, Fox News.
And forecasters warning those with seasonal allergies that pollen counts will be higher than usual across much of the U.S. this year. A senior meteorologist at AccuWeather said Thursday that pollen counts will exceed historical averages in 39 states as the warm weather approaches. The experts say those who suffer from allergies should prepare for an intense allergy season that could linger into autumn.
Yeah, if you have respiratory problems, you definitely don't want to go across the pond today. Officials at London's Heathrow Airport working to get it back open after a fire knocked out power in that area. A lot of smoke, a lot of flames. Greg Palcott has the latest from London's Heathrow Airport.
We are getting some encouraging indications, but as of now, this place remains shut down. It is due to what is described as a significant fire in an electrical substation overnight nearby, which serves the airport. That fire has been brought under control, and there are reports power is now being restored to the airport. Still, the incident led to the cancellation of over 1,300 flights, affecting and in some cases stranding more than 200,000 passengers. Many planes diverted, some simply sent back. There is currently no suspicion of foul play concerning that fire, but still no cause. UK's Counterterrorism Command is leading the investigation due to, in the government's words, the impact on this critical piece of national infrastructure.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, you can apply to get a real-life golden ticket. Not sure what that is? Here's Monica DeLuca.
Netflix announcing its casting for a new reality competition series inspired by Roald Dahl's novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The Golden Ticket will see contestants living in a chocolate factory as guests of Willy Wonka to compete in a, quote, high-stakes social experiment with games and tests. Netflix says the premiere date and filming location will be announced at a future date. But for now, the streaming service invited contestants to fill out an application online. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, getting you ready for a big weekend if you're heading out. I mentioned this to you earlier. Don't forget to bring along the SPF. Probably in that 30 range. Going to have a lot of UV rays this weekend because a lot of activities out on the beach. And take it in, but be extra careful. That's going to do it for Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. We'll see you again Monday at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.